on Breakfast with Vossie, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Kennard Tyre makes your job easy. Call your local branch today. They made my job easy yesterday with a 3-ton truck. And I was just cruising around, living the dream. Had a bit of Dirty Bird for lunch. It's absolutely fantastic. Michelle, take the Ken Oath. How are you going?
Good morning, Bossy. Yep, Ken Oath. I'm here, ready for duty.
Beautifully said. That's a perfect response. People listening in for the first time, what the hell is this about? Anyway, I think it's a great slogan. The big sign.
I'm impressed that you admitted having Dirty Bird.
I got the big Ken Oath sticker yesterday. I feel vindicated. I feel like I'm a real man now. I drive a truck and I've got a Ken Oath sticker from Kennard. Wow. So how good's that?
Now all you need is a French accent. You nailed it.
Well, Scottish accent maybe. It's the most sexiest in the UK apparently. Now, the Peter Vallandi's vaccination comments, the more I thought about it, the more I'm absolutely staggered. The more I lean the way of Martin's text, I think this is a failure of leadership on this one. I don't think he needed to say that.
I am a huge fan of Peter Vallandi's, but I am shaking my head, just unsure what's playing out in the background with this one. I'm thinking maybe he sought some sort of legal advice when they're talking about terminating contracts and it's getting all very serious. But for Peter Vallandi's to sort of come out and say that we need to go easy on unvaccinated players, I mean, I guess he's 100% right. We all have varying opinions over the issue, but this is just not something like prefer to have the red over the blue. This is serious. And if fans are going to be expected to be double vaccinated and sit in stands to watch the game, surely the NRL needs to be tough on this. The players all start to return to training shortly. It's November 1 is the first group of players that come back. And sure, there's going to be expectations where at the very least unvaccinated players would be segregated from vaccinated players. But I think the fact something says to me that the fact that clubs are now seeking advice on exactly where they stand legally, because it is getting serious if they're going to be able to sack players or not in terms of their contracts. I think that's the only... I've sat here trying to think, wow, where are we going with this? This is just not what we expected. The NRL has led the way. It was other codes. It was the AFL following the NRL last season. So this obviously still has a lot to play out. It's very boring, Vossy, but I keep returning to something as simple as in your suburb. You cannot go to your local Kmart store for anything, unless you're double vaxxed. You've got to show it. You've got to show proof. Weird.
I'm just thinking, too, on the run, the NRL, if things go back to normal or semi-normal, throw a pretty big event, function. So if Peter Vallandi's is at the head, does that mean if the NRL, let's say, season launch next year with, 500, 600 in attendance, that you can go unvaccinated, that it's a free-for-all because of that logic that's been expressed? As I said, I do feel as if the NRL just want the clubs to run this. And I thought that with Andrew Abdo's comments last week. I am now in the AFL camp. I like the certainty of the AFL in terms of vaccination.
Sorry, the other confusing thing for me is, I also cover racing, and they have been ridiculously strict, and rightly so. Again, they've been able to carry on through this pandemic, but I'm due to jump on board the yacht today for the barrier draw, and on the invitation it says, are you double vaxxed? Like, you just have had to be double vaxxed. I couldn't go to the Everest without being double vaxxed.
Mark from Prairiewood. It raises an interesting little thought here. He says on the text, maybe the Sydney club players will wait until the 2022 draw comes out to see how many times they have to travel interstate and go from there. I mean, it's just a little theory, but the draw can be so lopsided that some teams, travel five times more than another, just the way the draw could land. That's a interesting little conspiracy theory from Mark of Prairiewood. Thank you for the text, 0457 736 736. A good story in the fact that a great of our game is honoured by the Dragons or at Cogra. And this, with apologies to Illawarra fans, this is a very St George Dragons story.
Yeah, Norm Provan, what a legend. So Georges River Council has voted to rename the Western Grandstand there at Kogarah after the 10-time premiership winner. The idea all came from local Mayor Kevin Green. He raised the motion to commemorate Provan's memory. He was, of course, laid to rest at a private ceremony yesterday in Queensland. St George Leagues Club, they had a memorial service. They live stream the event there, the funeral rather. A little bit of frustration from some people around in and around the Dragons that no one from the NRL showed up. So there wasn't a representative from the NRL. Now, CEO Andrew Abdo was scheduled to attend. He did send an apology. And look, I couldn't read anything more into this. It would have been genuine coming from Andrew. He had to miss the service due to personal reasons. But he has stressed that the NRL does plan to commemorate Norm Provan and just the legend that he was with some events next year. And also the Dragons will be doing the same. They want to give him a few tributes next year as well. But we all know he was a legend. A couple of the things that were said about him, he was such a humble man who never gave chase to accolades, which I think just sums him up beautifully. And he was just held in such high regard, not only in a rugby league community, but also, you know, just the broader community.
Mm, agreed. Well said. And last one, Ben Stokes now locked in for the Ashes. It was Nathan Lyon who said, well, a couple of weeks ago, he said, oh, you'll come. You'll go.
Hey, Bossy, let's take the credit. It was us as well.
Well,
2 weeks ago, when we saw those pictures of him in the net floating around on social media and some cryptic messages, we were onto it straight away. So he is coming. He's coming with a promise, though, as well, and that is to take down Australia. Bit of a bombshell. It was obviously well documented that he was battling those mental health issues and he signalled that he needed some time off. He had to, during that time, he also used the time away to have the operation on his finger. So he's pumped, ready to go. Hasn't played since July. But, yeah, very exciting. And as you say, Nathan Lyon sniffed the breeze early. He saw that he was coming. Josh Hazlewood as well. And, look, you know, they'd be a little bit nervous, but as you've just put it before, they're just excited to be able to play against the best players. So it's a huge bonus that Ben Stokes is coming down under.
All right. Now, for Kennard's Hire and this program, I couldn't give a hoot how sexist you are in reaction to this next question I'm going to ask you, OK? Gloves are off. And I'll set it up this way. The Greenkeeping Roosters come on and said, just on sexy accents, I love the female New Zealand and English accent. I went on a date once with a Scottish girl and I had no idea what she said the whole night. I just kept saying, yep, yep, and really. Well, that's a lot of guys. So, Michelle, I ask you again, Lee, you know, there's no rules here. What do you find sexy in an accent?
Do you know what? This is really embarrassing, true story. Not so long ago in Queensland, covering the NRL, I had to go into a shop and buy a dress. And the woman and her accent just had me so intrigued. I just kept asking her about dresses. Is there something wrong with that issue? But yes, I do find the French accent very sexy.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Well, that's what I say. I think
I like the word people say, Michel. It just has a, you know.
Oh, nice. Yes, Michel. Yeah, no, that's good.
I think we'll leave it there, Bossy.
Yeah. Todd Carney, as Matt Shervington said one time, Todd Carney walks into a bar in France, asks for a drink. And they say, do you want one? He says, oui.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. You've taken the Ken Oath. Ken Oath Hire makes your job easy. Talk to someone who has taken the Ken Oath today. We'll get back to sexy accents, biased commentary, and unvaccinated players in the stance of Peter Volandis in a moment with our listeners. The McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. Let's ramp it up. Text 0457 736 736. Talk to you at 7:30, Michelle.